The largest caste within Barça are the 150,000 socis. About half of them hold season tickets. In the days before television rights, it was their subscriptions that made Barça into one of Europe's richest clubs. More than 60% of the club's revenues in the late 1970s came from season tickets. By 2020, that proportion had fallen below 5%. The socis don't care. They still consider themselves the club's owners. The socis elect the directeurs, though their choice is limited to rival members of the city's upper class. Like the directeurs, the socis are overwhelmingly local, conservative, and Catalan. For all the marveling about official fan clubs from Los Angeles to Shanghai, 92% of socis live in Catalonia, and 60% in the metropolitan area of Barcelona. 10% are in Les Corts, the middle-class neighborhood around the Camp Nou. The parochialism is deliberate. When Rosell was president, he stopped an international drive by the club to reach a million socis. He feared that one day a majority of Chinese socis might elect a president who lived in Beijing. Immigrants from Latin America, North Africa, or Pakistan rarely become socis, even if they've lived in Barcelona for decades. In this newly global city, where 26% of inhabitants are now born abroad, Barca remains a native concern. Being a soci is a family affair. Rosell said it was a misconception to think that 150,000 socis elect the president. No, 20,000 families vote. A family will generally unite behind one candidate after discussing the matter over a traditional Catalan multi-generational Sunday lunch, he said. Many socis have inherited a specific, treasured seat in the ground from parents or grandparents. If a soci dies without assigning his seat in his will, his children might go to court to dispute it among one another. Your soci number shrinks each year with seniority. The longest-serving soci, or their heir, is number one. The lower your number, the higher your status. Very few socis are diehards, who insist on seeing every second of every game. Some will pop into the ground 20 minutes after kickoff, dressed to the nines, there just to show their face, make sure the team is still playing the right kind of football, watch in silence, and leave early. They routinely skip games, especially on school nights, renting out their seats online to visiting foreigners. There are socis who don't even like football. They just love Barca. A couple thousand hardly ever turn up to games at all. Only for the Clásico is everyone there, as raucous and anxious as football fans anywhere on earth. Yet being a soci, or culé, meaning a Barca fan, literally backside, is always part of who they are. The 550 Barça Peñas, fan clubs in Catalonia alone, are hubs of social life for a big chunk of the region's population. The soci's representatives sit in the Assemblea, the club parliament, so their wishes constrain the directeurs. The Assemblea tends to be skeptical of exciting new commercial schemes. Socis don't want to play in the Super League, and they don't care much about profits. Their priority is cheap season tickets. Barca aims to have the cheapest in all of top-class football. In 2017 to 2018, season tickets in the Camp Nou started at the equivalent of about $115. Arsenal's cheapest cost more than 10 times as much. Barcelona froze real prices for 10 years in a row through 2020, which goes a little bit of a way toward explaining the club's gargantuan gross debt, €1.17 billion at the time of writing.